listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Kamala Harris, who couldn't win a debate with third graders, is obviously an intense drunk and drug addict, bombed out of her brain on stimulants and depressants, depending on what time of day you catch her, is set to take on Trump tonight, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific. And we're going live. We've been live since 8 a.m. this morning with Harrison Smith and the crew, with American Journal, and myself now, the Alex Jones Show, 11:07 Central Time for the next 4 hours. Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m., and then I'm back on air at 6 p.m. with Owen and Chase and Harrison, and we've also got Roger Stone coming up, Benny Johnson coming up, a bunch of other really smart folks popping in. We will be streaming at Infowars.com/show. We'll be streaming in the live show feed area at band.video, the entire debate, pre-debate, during the debate, post-debate, and of course you'll be able to find feeds free to air at Real Alex Jones on the Mighty X platform. Now the number one social media site in the world from number three when Musk took it over a few years ago. Very exciting. So we expect millions and millions and millions of people to be tuned in tonight. So I would suggest all of you, it's a political action point, to take the live show feed that we'll put out at 6 p.m. This is a live show feed right now. This feed will turn into that. We're going to take over all the feeds, the refeed of American Journal, the refeed of War Room, the refeed of my show today. All feeds, so the feeds that are already out and going, will go to the live debate coverage. We'll launch a new feed as well, just so it's clean and nice at 6 p.m. Watch the Trump-Harris debate here at Real Alex Jones and at Infowars.show. For live analysis and full debate stream. And I'll put out those posts after the show. We're putting them out now. But if you simply say, hey, watch the debate here, watch the debate with Alex Jones and crew, we'll have limited comments during it, but there'll be some. If you want a feed, obviously, that doesn't have that, tune into ABC News. But we're going to have kind of the Mystery Science Theater style of things. And again, I watched the DNC, did 4 nights of coverage with the crew. I said it's going to be horrible. I don't expect you to watch. Still, a lot of folks watched, millions. This is edge of the seat stuff. So I don't get up there and say you need to watch this, and then I'm just hyping that. When I don't think it's going to be good, I'm like, I don't expect you to watch this. The rest of people are like, this is going to be incredible, the DNC. Let's watch it. I'm like, are you kidding? It's like watching a dead animal rot in the ditch for a month. Worse than watching paint dry, but we had to watch it to get the clips of their lies and then juxtapose it with the truth. And so we just giving you a battle report. More than 20 million people watched our clips those 4 days of coverage. So that was the reason we did it. Somebody's got to watch the Democrats. We watch them so you don't have to. But you already see the effects of what they and their globalist cohorts, comrades, do around the world, and it's wrecked society. Because they have the central control over the banks and over the currency. So when they wreck things, they drive you into bankruptcy and total control and drive you into poverty. Now they can dictate the terms of your surrender where you'll own nothing and be happy, according to Klaus Schwab. And there's a lot of articles out today that right-wing accelerationists are going to knock the power grid out and have a cyber attack with the Russians to take out the election in 55 days. Now, there's no real evidence of that. There is evidence of Klaus Schwab and the globalists hyping it. And who's really cutting off the resources and the infrastructure of the West? Who's blowing up the pipelines and turning off the pipelines and funding Extinction Rebellion to sabotage everything? Who's got all the fake environmental laws in to shut down the West but build up China and India and Mexico and a bunch of other developing countries? And it's the Soros crowd. China builds new coal power plants with no scrubbers every week. We shut them down every week. We can't compete energy-wise. We shut down, as Trump has said. So 55 days out, Katie barred the door because the globalists all over the world are cornered. Populist and nationalist, when they're on the ballot, are winning elections everywhere. The problem is with parliamentary systems, you have dozens, sometimes 20 or more, but usually it's 10 or so big ones, three or four dominant ones, but then you've got dozens of little parties, and they will all get 1 or 2 points, 3 or 4 points, and then they, on their special interest, and then they will combine their votes, whether it's a so-called establishment right-wing group or left-wing group, usually left-wing, and they will then outvote the majority. That's why Benjamin Netanyahu got 20% in the last election. Trudeau got 20%. Keir Starmer, the British PM, got 18%. The current leader in Australia got 25%. It's the same thing. You look at Macron got, 16%? How is he still the president? Well, it's a parliament. So you can run down two-party systems all day. With two-party systems, people, when they're both corrupt and bought, a large portion just gives up and stops voting. But we have a beachhead of populism with Trump that's an outgrowth of the Tea Party and back to Barry Goldwater and then Ronald Reagan and the rest of it. And so that's why the system and the establishment Republicans are with the Democrats against him. That's when you know Trump's who you should vote for, when the neocons and the warmongers and the corporations and the corrupt military leaders and Hollywood and the big banks are giving 95% of their money to Kamala, and then they have the DNC a few weeks ago, and it's all about how they're anti-establishment while they're blue-collar. So it's out of control, whether you're in the UK or whether you're in Germany or whether you're in the US. White people, 20-1, are being attacked. For every attack on a brown person, particularly a black person, it's 20-1. It's not saying all black people are bad. The majority are great. But the media has brainwashed young Islamic, Arabic, and African, and just in general, black males that whites deserve to be attacked. And it's happening. And the FBI tries to suppress the numbers. Upwards of 80% of all the rapes in Europe are carried out by the, quote, precious little migrants who come from caveman-level countries where if a woman's out on her own, you can see one spot of skin on her, she deserves to be raped. And if you rape her and she talks about it, she gets the death penalty, either hung or stoned. That's a fact. And the leftists try to deny that and say, oh, that's made up by the right wing. I could sit here and show you without even, I've personally seen hundreds of videos of women that have been raped being hung in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Iran, other places. You see a woman in a full black beekeeper suit, hanging. Iran does it usually with a big crane. They just pick you up on a crane. They would snap your neck, they just strangle you, and you kick for about 3 minutes, and you're dead. They like to extend it out. Or they just stone you to death. I mean, would you like me to show you? If they search on X alone, they try to cover up everywhere, I bet we could find 100 stoning videos just recently for you. And it's almost always the woman disrespected, or the woman wanted to drive a car, or the woman got caught going to school, or she got talking to a U.S. soldier. And the reason I raise that is, you see all the articles saying it's not happening. Just like we have U.S. News and World Report and the Washington Post, the New York Times, they're all saying there are no Haitians committing crime and Haitians don't eat your house cats, dogs, or ducks at the park. Well, I follow the news every day, and it's well known that the island of Hispaniola in the Caribbean Sea bordering the Atlantic Ocean that had hundreds of thousands over the time of slaves brought by Spain and France to grow sugarcane to then produce rum to be sold back to the Western world. That's why there's black people all over Central and South America and all the Caribbean. Wasn't just the evil Americans, the evil British colonists that brought some slaves in, the lowest level in this hemisphere. No, no, no. Whether you're in Brazil or wherever you are, there's a lot of black folks there because they were brought there as slaves to grow sugarcane and other things. Cuba, to grow tobacco. And that was the Portuguese and the Spanish and all the rest of it. Of course, black slavers and Arab slavers sold it to the West. But the point is, oh, no, only America ever had slaves. We're the bad guys. But the point is that if you read articles about deforestation, just type that in, deforestation and erosion in Haiti, and you can look at satellite photos. I never tell the crew this, and I don't have time to pull it up. But just pull up a satellite photo of Haiti, satellite photo of Haiti versus Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic is to the east. Haiti is to the west. They just split the island in two between the French and the Spanish hundreds of years ago. And you look at it, and there's almost no green on Haiti, and it's pure green basically in Dominican Republic because the Haitians have a huge population, and they eat and burn and cut everything down, including green trees to burn. And so it's a, yeah, there it is, Wikipedia, deforestation in Haiti. And then all the soil, the black soil runs off, just like happened in Texas from the German and Czech and Polish immigrants here 180 years ago. They had goats, and goats don't just eat like a cow the green leaves of a grass. A goat loves to pull up the whole root and get the water that's in it. But then when you eat all the grass and it doesn't come back, the black soil runs off. It was about a half foot of black soil in Central Texas. Giant oak trees look like the Shire out of The Hobbit. Seen the descriptions and paintings of it, but then by the Dust Bowl, the 1920s, it was all the way up into Oklahoma. It all blew away. And Haiti's done the same thing. So in Haiti, yeah, there's a photo. In Haiti, you don't find birds or lizards. And Dominican Republic, that's an oasis compared to Haiti, has a big, giant 30-foot fence and soldiers with machine guns. You don't really hear about it on the news, but when Haitians try to sneak across it because they come across and rob and kill, yeah, there's the, see, this, yeah, it's a brown on one side, green on the other. Haiti's there to the west. Dominican Republic to the east. And I've got a cousin who's an Army Special Operations and a bunch of other stuff. And he was stationed in Haiti doing some stuff. And one time, there was a nice hotel he was staying at. He had the Haitian terrorists that are always attacking. They don't really tell the tourists that. Chasing him down the road, shooting at him. And then when he didn't tell a lot of stories, but he told me this one about Haiti. And when he pulled into the hotel, they had, they tried to rob him before he was coming to the entrance. The military was already in the hiding, shot up the vehicle, and he went over and talked to him, and they just took the dead bodies away and washed the blood out and towed the truck in like 10 minutes. And they said, don't talk about it. He said, of course. And that was it. So that's how nice the Haitians are, that my cousin, same name as my grandfather, I'll leave it at that. I got to get him on the show sometime. I mean, that stuff's not even secret. It's been all over the world. My Army, 35 years has been out now. Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. But none of the stuff ever killed him except a spider bit him on the head in Iraq. Swole his whole head up, almost killed him, but when he was sleeping. But the point is that my personal cousin, good friends of mine, almost got killed by Haitian terrorists. And that's what they do. They hate the Dominicans. They hate everybody. They hate themselves. And the Dominicans are brown and black. And they, if you're Dominican, they try to kill you because they hate that they have kept their land up and done it properly. So I'm not saying all Haitians are bad people, but I mean, if you talk about a place that's got the nastiest behavior and voodoo, and I mean, I've talked to aid workers that have been there. They just say, you'll just, They'll just grab a cat or dog if they find it and just start like demons eating it because they're into being possessed. You know, that's what they're known for. And I've got all these mainstream news articles before it was politically incorrect admitting Haiti has a major cannibalism problem. And, you know, the main leader there now is an admitted cannibal, Barbecue Bob. And they also get you and drug you with pufferfish poison and then bury you so you think that you're a zombie and then you're a slave. And they put white powder on you once you're a slave. And so it's like psychological warfare. So there's all these zombies, the people that believe they're controlled by a voodoo master. And it's all a bunch of theater, but man, it's just superstition taken to the 10th degree. And again, I got all the news articles right here. Nope. Haiti's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. Let's bring it here. And it's totally made up. Nobody's eating your cats. Well, I posted it on X. I didn't see it on my list. If you guys go to my X account, Relux Jones, and pull up the post I put up like last night, where since people are saying they don't eat cats, here are Haitians speaking French in America barbecuing a house cat on the open flame in the house. And we got them killing the ducks and killing the geese and grabbing them. And you got the police reports and you have video of the police in Springfield, Ohio, pulling up. There's a woman in the parking lot, thinks she's a demon, eating a just killed cat with blood all over the place. I showed you that yesterday. So guys, get me that clip we played yesterday and then get me the one that's on X, got millions of views, of the woman. They're like, why are you eating the cat? I like the cat. I mean, yeah, here you go. So I mean, just please. By the way, that cat looks really skinny. That's what most cats look like. They're really skinny when the hair's not on them. So these are some Haitians having a delicious meal. And here's the woman. Yeah, back it up. Imagine she's like a vampire. The throat's torn out. The woman calls the police. They show up, and she continues to gobble and shows her teeth. I mean, here, go ahead and play it. Play both with audio. Play them back to back. Here they are.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile with your teeth.
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No? Why'd you kill it?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with him.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
And they're speaking some weird mixed dialect. It's like Creole, I guess. And then also, would you like to see in Europe, in France, and in Italy? I've got endless videos of barbecuing cats. One of the more famous ones is right outside the Colosseum. And people are walking over, and the lady finds her cat. She says, why are you? And he says, I'm eating it. But what's the big deal? It's a delicious meal. By the way, I have more articles about the migrants have been arrested for killing a bald eagle and eating it. And they're like, it's a bird. And look, to a lot of people, it's so weird. There's somebody's dog, delicious meal. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners being spared it. I mean, it's well known that this stuff goes on. I digress. I forgot what I was going to say. Look, what we do know is after 10 years in Europe, 80%+ of the, quote, migrants never get jobs. Yeah, two illegal Honduran migrants are arrested after shooting down a bald eagle they plan to cook and eat in Nebraska. As sheriff reveals, the local community is in an uproar. I remember the point I was going to make. You see the articles all the time. I've seen it in the local paper. Back 15, 20 years ago, whenever Dripping Springs was still pretty rural outside Austin. Now it's a big city. Yeah, there's in Rome cooking the cat, delicious meal. And the lady's like, in Italian, why are you eating my cat? And she goes, it's delicious. I'm cooking here. So people will, it happens all over the country, they'll drive by some rural house, but now the town's encroaching on it, and they'll see somebody out by their tree or in their garage butchering a deer. And they call animal cruelty and say the guy killed a deer. So it's normal to go catch fish and gut them and all this. It's just not normal to eat people's, you know, the ducks at the park or your dog or your cat, and they just don't even know they're not supposed to do it. I mean, if there's an animal running around in Haiti, it ain't going to be along. It's not going to be alive. You don't see dogs. You don't see cats. They eat them. They eat them. They eat people. I have video of North African Al-Qaeda eating people. In communist China during the Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution, they created giant stew pots. You can look this up. Just type in communist Chinese cannibalism. Communist Chinese flesh parties. And there's photos of these big giant pots. They're like 8 feet, 10 feet tall. And you just throw the bodies in and cook them for days. And they're just ladling out heads, arms, just delicious meal. And that was the communal events. And Mao Zedong would go in and they'd bring him a leg or whatever. And he would just eat it. He didn't bathe. He had sex with like seven women a day. This is in mainline history. The Chinese admit this. They write about it. They're proud of it. So in any of these ancient cultures that have had famines, cannibalism is in the culture. And I've always said, if I need an organ someday, I'm not going to take it from a dead Chinese person. And I've gone to six or seven doctors to get my Achilles that I didn't get fixed right away. They would have just stapled it when it tore 10 years ago, but it was only 50% torn. It tore more until it's like 80% now. So I've been, a lot of doctors say, I won't even do that. It's too reconstructive. But I found one, what was it, Houston, one in Dallas. They basically told me the same thing. You know, they did the scans, all that. They're like, yes, we've got tissue. We've got, and I go, it's cultured tissue from China. And both times I said, don't lie to me. It's a cadaver, isn't it? And well, we take some cultured tissue, though, and wrap it around it. And they said, you know, we don't recommend one from the U.S. They're usually old people. And I'm just like, what else can I do? They go, well, we can take, there's two tendons in your big toe. You don't need both of them. It's a small tendon, but they said they would need to take muscle out of my ass, my gluteus maximus, and do that. And that's probably what I'm going to do soon. But I'm going to be in a cast for 7 weeks. I'm not going to take some murdered Chinese person.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.